So I'm going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal, text 87 to 91. Srimati Radharani has transcendental unlimited qualities, of which 25 are principle. And Krishna is controlled by these transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. So let us read them. Srimati Radharani's 25 chief transcendental qualities are: 1. She is very sweet. 2. She is always freshly youthful, eternally youthful. Her eyes are restless. 4. She smiles brightly. 5. She has beautiful auspicious lines. 6. She makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. 7. She is very expert in singing. 8. Her speech is charming. 9. She is very expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. 10. She is very humble and meek. 11. She is always full of mercy. 12. She is cunning. 13. She is expert in executing her duties. 14. She is shy. 15. She is always respectful. 16. She is always calm. 17. She is always grave. 18. She is expert in enjoying life. Everybody wants to enjoy life, but we should learn from Radharani how to enjoy life by serving, pleasing Krishna. 19. She is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. 20. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokula. 21. She is the most famous of submissive devotees. 22. She is very affectionate to elderly people. So we have some chance there. Oh. 23. She is very submissive to the love of her friends. 24. She is the chief gopi. 25. She always keeps Krishna under her control. In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities just as Lord Krishna does. These verses are also found in Ujjwala Nilamani, Sri Radha Prakarana, 1115, by Srila Rupa Goswami. So, Srimati Radharani is very kind and merciful to all devotees. And she is the mother of bhakti, of devotion. When we engage in devotional service by the process of nine processes of bhakti, beginning with hearing, chanting, remembering, we are taking shelter in Radharani to execute these devotional activities. So we should always remember that without Radharani's mercy, we can't be successful in our devotional life. We always have to pray for her kindness, her mercy. I will tell you one pastime about the glories and of chanting even Radharani's name. There was one materialistic man. And he was married to a woman. Her name was Radharani's, one of Radharani's name, which is Kishori. Kishori means always youthful, always young. Krishna eternally is 16 years old, and Radharani is always 15 years old. Always, eternally. Eternally young and beautiful. The perfect love, forever. Doesn't dwindle, doesn't. The material body changes, become old, is not beautiful to look at anymore, no? The face become like a raisin, and the teeth fall off. So where is the beauty? It's only an illusion, temporary illusion. For a few years may look beautiful. So we shall be more interested in the eternal beauty of Radha and Krishna. In the practice of our devotional service, if we awaken our attraction for Radha and Krishna, we will lose taste for the so-called beauty of this world, which is temporary. So that's the purpose of human life, to develop our eternal love for the Lord. And Radha and Krishna are one. They are non-different. Although apparently Krishna is the predominator and Radharani is the predominated, but Krishna is controlled by the love of Srimati Radharani. Anyway, this materialistic man, his wife was named Kishori, and he was very much attached to her because she was very beautiful. But one day, she got a very serious disease, and shortly she died. So the man was completely devastated, totally devastated. He didn't want to eat, to sleep. He was crying, didn't want... I mean, his family, friend tried to pacify him. You know, after a few days, few weeks, he could not. He could not. He just was completely devastated. So, one saintly sadhu, he was passing through, and he heard this man crying out, Kishori, 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 calling for his wife. But Kishori is also Radharani's name. So this sadhu, saintly person, thought, oh, this must be a great devotee of Radharani. So he came, knocked on the door, and the man weeping opened the door, still chanting, Kishori, Kishori. And the sadhu told him, if you want to get Kishori's darshan, if you want to see Kishori, if you want to get her blessing, her mercy, you must go to Varshana, her place there. So, yes, yes. Oh, thank you, thank you. So the man went to Varshana, and there, sit down there and start to cry out, no, Kishori, 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 day and night, day after day, every day. So Radharani sent her gopi friend Vishakha, find out what this man wants from me. He's chanting my name so acutely, so desperately. See what he wants. Vishakha went in disguise and came back. Oh, he's just crying for his dead wife. Don't worry about him. He's not calling for you. He's too materially attached. But he kept week after week crying and calling for Kishori. Radharani told Vishakha, called her again, I can't tolerate anymore this crying. The only way I can stop him crying is that I gave him my mercy. Although he's calling his wife, he's also chanting my name. So I want to give him my causeless mercy. Although he doesn't deserve it, he's not qualified, he's a materialist. But since he's chanting my name, crying so pitifully, I felt compassion for him. So Radharani went with Vishakha, and they showed their eternal form to him. And this man fainted in ecstatic bliss. He fell at Radharani's feet crying. And he became a pure devotee of Radharani. Became a great devotee of Radharani. So just see, even how much potency is there in Radharani's name. Of course, when we chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, we are also chanting Radharani's name. Hare is the vocative way of calling Hara, which is Radharani. So Prabhupada taught us how to chant in a mood of helplessness, like a child crying for mother. So we are crying to Mother Radharani, please accept me, engage me in your service, engage me in the service of your beloved Krishna. Unless you show some kindness and compassion toward this fallen soul, how can I will get any auspiciousness in my life? So please be kind and tell Krishna to accept me. Prabhupada said, one can be fool number one, but if Radharani tell Krishna, please accept this devotee, Krishna is obliged. So Radharani's heart is very soft, very compassionate. If we pray to her, we always call helplessly for her help. Like even this materialist was calling and he got the mercy. So what to speak of devotees, they must also get the mercy. But we should chant with like a child crying for mother. That's the mood we need to chant. Mm-hmm. In South America they have a saying, a child who doesn't cry doesn't get breast milk. So it's very important. So Radharani appeared in the lotus flower. And Lord Brahma found her and he gave her to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Mm-hmm. The little baby was golden effulgent, but she had her eyes closed. She would not open her eyes. Her parents saw, oh, maybe this girl, poor girl is blind. But no, she wasn't blind. She didn't want to open her eyes yet. Then Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda took Krishna to see the newborn baby girl. And Krishna stood in front of baby Radharani. Then she opened her eyes. She wanted the first person to see in this world will be Krishna. So Krishna has two different rasas, conjugal rasas. One is called Swakiya and the other one is called Parakiya. The Parakiya is the unwedded love with the gopis, with Radharani. We mentioned this morning that the so-called husband of Radharani, what is his name? Abhimanyu. He is only the shadow of Krishna. He can't do anything that Krishna doesn't allow him to do because your shadow can't move separately from you. So he doesn't put a finger on Radharani. He's there just to make it more intense, more dramatic, more adventurous, more dangerous, the meeting between Radha and Krishna. That is wrong, nothing else. One day, Kutila told Abhimanyu, everybody knows but you that Radharani has an affair with Krishna. You are a fool. Just now they are in the forest meeting and you are here unaware of anything. Go there, find out. So he ran to the forest and Radha and Krishna were there. And they start hearing steps coming. And Radharani told Krishna, this must be Abhimanyu, what we should do? Krishna said, don't worry, take care of this. When Abhimanyu arrived, he saw Radharani worshipping Goddess Durga, and she was praying, oh dear goddess, please bless my husband so he will have a long life and he will become very handsome and rich and wealthy and good health. Oh, so he became very happy when he heard that. Oh, all this gossip people talking, they don't know anything. My wife is very, very attached to me, is very fond of me. All this is Leela, pastimes. Try to understand. To enter the deep understanding of Radha Krishna is not an easy, cheap thing. It's not like mundane love. In this material world, for a wife to cheat on her husband is very degraded, is very sinful. What is the lowest thing in the material world is the highest thing in the spiritual world. There, the so-called extramarital love between Radha and Krishna is sublime and eternal. And it's not mundane. It's completely Krishna prem. It's pure love of God. So it's very important to remember that. So the Gurukul boys and girls are going to make some presentation about Radhashtami today. You tell me when they are ready. 5 more minutes. Thank you. So anybody has comment, questions? We have 5 minutes for any further discussion. I will tell you one more pastime of Radha and Krishna to show how intense the love between them. Pure love of Godhead is like nectar, ambrosial nectar. One who drinks this nectar is like drinking hot sugar cane juice. It's so sweet you can't stop drinking, but it's so hot it's burning your tongue. But still you can't stop drinking it. So this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this comparation is given. Once Radharani called her friend Lalita and told her, "Dear friend Lalita, I can't tolerate any more Krishna's separation. Please, I want to write him a letter. Get me something to write on." She brought her a palm leaf and a peacock feather to write on. So Radharani sat down to write Krishna's a letter. And she went into deep meditation on Krishna, so much so that she thought herself to be Krishna. So she wrote, "My very dearest Srimati Radharani." Then she realized. Then some tears fell from her eyes, wetting the palm leaf. And she folded and gave it to Lalita. "Please give it to Krishna." So Lalita ran to Krishna and gave the message. Krishna opened the message and he just saw that. A mark of a tear. And "My dear Radharani," so he understood, Radharani is feeling too much separation from me, so I must write her back. So he asked Subal, "Please give me palm and peacock feather to write." And Krishna sat down to write, and he became so absorbed in thinking of Srimati Radharani that he started to write, "My very dear Krishna." He taught himself to be Radharani, writing to Krishna. So a tear fell, few tears fell from his eyes, and he gave Subal the letter, "Please give to Radharani." So this is the amazing eternal love between Radha and Krishna. It's not from this world. This material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Everything we see here is a perverted reflection of the original. This is the carbon copy here. It's not the real thing. The real thing is there. We are missing all the adventures and fun and romance, and everything is there. There is nothing lacking in Krishna consciousness. Everything is there. What people like to, what they look and, in the movies or TV, what they want to see? They want to see adventure, drama, romance, danger, even horror. There is also, everything is that in Krishna's pastime, isn't it? If you read the Nectar of Devotion, you will find all those different rasas exhibited in Krishna Lila. And we are part of Krishna. We belong to Krishna's energy, Tatashta Shakti. We belong to the marginal energy, but we are Parashakti. We are above the material energy. And Radharani is Swarup Shakti, the original potency of Krishna. So if we take shelter in Radharani's protection while performing our devotional service to the Lord, then we are assured success in our spiritual life. We should always remember that. We should always remember that. Prabhupada once said, "Krishna alone is not so beautiful. Only when he is with Radharani, he is very beautiful." Krishna wanted to go to a party in Vrindavan. He went alone. He was not allowed entrance. Only when Radharani came, he was allowed entrance with her. So, of course, we have unlimited pastime to speak about to Radharani today in his transcendental appearance there, Sri Radhastami. But let us hear from this young Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis what they have prepared for us to hear today in this transcendental Sri Radhastami ki. Shri Srimati Radharani ki. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bhava.